starting a new life in Australia isn't easy.
A lot of companies have rejected me.
Sometimes I feel like, oh, I'm gonna quit, I've give up.
Work in Progress is a podcast to help skilled migrants rebuild their careers in a new country. You'll hear inspiring real-life stories, expert advice, and valuable tips to help you find a job and advance your career. Work in Progress. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
Since their successful flyby of the moon, members of the Artemis II crew have been readjusting to life on Earth. Scientists analysed the data and the photographs they've brought back from the mission. Commander Reid Wiseman says he and his fellow astronauts have had to focus on themselves. Commander Wiseman says each of the four must undergo rehabilitation and medical evaluations as they readjust to Earth's gravity.
It's very hard to fully grasp what we just went through. And in these short, you just said it's been a week since we've been back, but it's been a week of medical testing, physical testing, doctors, science objectives.
As that unfolds, attention is also turning already to the next Artemis mission, Artemis 3. There are many parts to the rocket that will take the next crew skywards, including what's known as a core stage, which stores the propellant to power the astronauts into space. The core stage for the mission's rocket is more than 64 metres tall, has four RS-25 engines, and provides more than 3.6 million kilograms of thrust. NASA Chief Engineer Terry Prickett says it's the only rocket capable of sending supplies and astronauts to the moon in a single launch.
Oh, it's very exciting. You know, this is just the next big milestone, in our big picture goal of returning humans to the surface of the moon. Getting Core Stage 3 out the door and preparing for Artemis 3 is a huge step in that direction.
Four-fifths of the core stage for the Artemis 3 mission has now been rolled out of the Michaud Assembly Facility in New Orleans. Space Launch System Production Manager Chandler Shalman says it's been loaded onto NASA's Pegasus barge for delivery to the Kennedy Space Center in Florida.
Now, this represents the next iteration of the Artemis missions that we have planned to get our boots on the ground back to the lunar surface. And so it's a very special day for all of us here in Southeast Louisiana, and I know we're all very proud to send it off.
The Artemis 3 launch is scheduled for 2027 and will test docking on the moon. Acting Associate Administrator Laurie Glaze says the crew on board will check the capabilities that need to be in place to actually land a separate crew on the moon's surface. NASA astronaut Nicole Ayres says the mission will build on what's already known.
We have had people living and working on the International Space Station for 25 years. This year is our 25th anniversary. We are taking all of the lessons learned from Space Station, all of the science that we have, how to put humans in space for long duration space flights, how do we reclaim the water, and how do we do the food so that we can get to the moon and on to Mars. We're going to take all of those lessons learned from Space Station and move them into Artemis. So there's a lot going on. It's an exciting time in human spaceflight, and we're going to fall back on, it's almost over half a century of all of the lessons learned, and we're going to keep going and get to the moon and get to Mars.
After the testing involved in Artemis 3 is complete, NASA will then move on to Artemis 4, which will feature a crewed lunar landing. Reid Wiseman says the crews for both stages will be carefully chosen.
Artemis 3 is going to be a totally different mission. So I think what you want out of Artemis 3 is you want some good technical leads that can go solve really complicated challenges in Earth orbit. I don't think we need, I got to be careful with my words. We just need the right set of people, and we will pick the right set of people. And I know they're going to be the most technically competent folks that we have in our office. And then Artemis 4, just God help them. It's going to be crazy.
Deborah Grok, SBS News.
A new SBS music station is coming.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
Tune in from the 1st of May.
On DAB Radio, online.
The SBS Audio app.
And SBS On Demand.